Hello everyone, it's Yana here, OGN Twin, and it's October day 20 today. And something from a film you like we're doing today. So I thought, that's a tricky one. Because I have to think of a film I like, and it's also gonna have a song in it. Not good with this sort of thing. Simon said Dirty Dancing. Oh yeah, okay. I'm sure there are lots of songs in there that I quite like, but I thought, I'll have a look if I can find something, and I did, because luckily whenever I like the soundtrack, I tended to buy the CD, so I've come up with Blues Brothers, the 1980 version. Now I didn't know this. I just had a quick look, and I found on Wikipedia. See, I thought this is just that's just the film they made with these characters and all these famous musicians in there. But then according to Wikipedia, the Blues Brothers Show Band was actually like a musical sketch that Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi invented for Saturday Night Live back in 1976. And then they had an album out in 1978. And then they made this Hollywood film in 1980. That's how successful the whole thing was. And they had proper, super-duper musicians on there. And it was all one big pretend thing. So Belushi and Aykroyd were the characters Jake Blues and Elwood Blues, hence the Blues Brothers, both named after prisons, and one the factory, and there were lots of really well known and well respected musicians that were part of the blues of this band at various times. And certainly in the film there were people like Aretha Franklin and James Brown and Ray Charles in there, so it's amazing. I mean, I didn't know anything about the film. I just I watched it. I think I'd been to Chicago by that time, which is probably why my friends pointed it out, and I really enjoyed it. I'm not usually a fan of, you know, like Disney films when they start singing, and it's like in musicals when I always think, don't start singing again, just get on with the action. I want to know what happens next. So I always find that it delays when they sing. But in this film, it was actually, the music was great fun. So maybe that makes a difference for me. I don't know. So I didn't mind it so much. Plus I got to see bits of Chicago. So it was quite good to go, oh, been there, seen that. And my friends would tell me the little insider nuggets, like, oh, look, when they're going in that underpass, and then they come out somewhere completely different. I really enjoyed the film enough to buy the album, obviously. There's several songs on here that I enjoyed, but I'm going to play you Shake Your Tail Feather, which is, let's have a look, being sung by, hang on, I had this somewhere. Oh, there we go. Vocals by Ray Charles, no less, and also Jake and Elwood. That's just, looking this up has just shown me a completely new dimension to this film. I never knew about the background of it. So anyway, I hope you enjoy. Here we go, Jake and Elwood with Ray Charles, Shake Your Tail Feather.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Thank you.
Yeah, it's also a fairly short song by the looks of it. Anyway, see, it's quite good fun, and it's quite danceable, or shakeable anyway. So yeah, there we go. That's that one. The Blues Brothers. Yeah, good film. I can recommend it. Anyhow, so thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.